Speaking of action, there'll be plenty of that at Arden Street for the next little while as David Noble, the new coach of the Kangas, tries to build a football club to launch into the top four into a premiership window as soon as humanly possible. I'm sure that's the aim. He's been good enough to join us, the new coach, on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, David. Congratulations.
Thanks, Half. It's a pleasure to join you.
It is great to have you on the program. I know you've been doing the rounds a bit, so you're probably sick of answering all the same questions. We'll try and find a few new ones for you. But it seems a long way from game number one in North Hobart for you, for the Fitzroy Football Club, when you lost by 157 points, David, which I found out yesterday, to be a senior coach of a footy club.
Yes. It's for those numerologists out there, Half, I wore 38 at Fitzroy, and I'm the 38th Kangaroos coach.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
I know you played for a couple of games there at the Roys, and you're North Hobart Premiership player as well, and you played a lot of footy as well as coach. But was this always the end goal?
It was. Once I'd sort of moved into, I had a couple of years at Upway Tacoma, which, you know, got me started in the coaching area, mate. And I played there and was able to influence the game a little bit by playing, but I was then intrigued by how you could actually help people with coaching and moved into that area. And I probably set myself a 15-year goal to have enough experience by that time frame to then compete and vie for an AFL role. And that time frame probably worked when I was at Adelaide. I spoke to the Crows at that time about a succession plan with Neil Craig, and that didn't pan out. And at that point, I moved into sort of the admin list management area.
So you're at the Bulldogs and Adelaide, and you mentioned Upway Tacoma, you coach Glenelg as well in the Sandful. What did you learn about your ability to bring people together and make them better? When did you know you could do it?
I think when I went to Canberra, working with young talent, parting on that knowledge, learning, very early on about relationship building, understanding, people's commonalities, and what makes them tick, and that sort of started. I'm inquisitive by nature. I sort of think outside the dots from time to time, and that's always got me thinking. And I think what's rounded me out, mate, in the last 8 years is as a manager, I continue to coach, but I coach people at a different level, probably a deeper, more relationship-based environment than what I had done at coaching, and I'll take that skill set with me to the Kangaroos.
David, congratulations on the appointment. I think it's a really important appointment for AFL football, that you can do it different ways to get to that senior AFL coaching position, and I reckon you will do it differently. Do you think you will?
Yeah, I think so, Adam. I've had a lot of time to sort of reflect through this process, and I got asked yesterday, coach, manager, coach. I think it's the manager, coach, for me at the moment. I'm even sort of thinking how we set up our match day functionality, how we manage the day. We'll still need to coach the players, but, what that looks like, where I position, how we set up our learning and our education processes. I agree. I think it's a different dynamic. I mean, I've got the coaching acumen there, but I've learned a different approach and a different skill set in that management piece.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm so excited about it, just as an observer, because I think if you do it differently, there's going to be a lot of other AFL clubs are going to be watching very carefully and closely as to how you set things up, because you've kind of got a bit of a blank canvas, I guess.
We have. Hopefully they're watching us closely, maybe, because we'll be coming at them each week. it's like that. The discussions, I haven't quite got through the whole list yet, but the discussions over the weekend, and I touched base with a couple of other guys last night, the enthusiasm and the energy for our group to learn has been infectious, I'd have to say, in the first couple of days.
And so I want to sort of take you back to that experience with Brisbane and what you're able to do with Chris so quickly. We were talking about this on our program earlier this morning, that I guess you can't really put a bar on what's possible at any club, based largely on what you're able to do as a sort of a duo at Brisbane.
Yeah, I agree. I think the opportunity for people to continue to feel like they can improve and they've got the framework within that environment. You'll hear me talk a lot about the growth mindset, being positive, allow people to sort of fall over, fail, pick them up. That was the key aspect. You know, it was a collective, both from a staff and a playing perspective, that the avenue and the direction that we wanted to take was that, you know, let people get better and be a guide there to help them, you know, take that pathway.
David, can I ask you about the process? I'm a bit fascinated by the process, I must admit. What, when they come to you or however that connection first happens and you're first in front of the panel, what do they want from you? What are they trying to hear or want to hear from you to articulate the message that you are the right person for them?
Well, there's obviously a framework that they work within half. They've got their, I guess they sit and work out what their requirements are with the skill set that they're after. Then they go looking for people that fit that skill set. But I think predominantly they're after a person of character. I think that's, you know, what I guess, you know, I initially started with. That was, you know, this is who I am, this is where I've come from, this is what I stand for. And then I think you go through the detail around, the first piece was probably more around the environmental structure. I mean, they're things like motivation, leadership, culture, high performance. I mean, there's those pieces. And then you get deeper into the process and then you delve into the game plan and the structure and the more physical components of how you're going to bring that together.
And were there any curveballs that threw at you that you weren't quite ready for, or you've been around long enough to know that everything that was coming at you would come at you?
No, there was a couple in there that I thought were really, really great questions to make you think. I think if you're in there and you've got a clear understanding of what you're after, I think what the questions are there to do is to try to unsettle you in regards to, is that actually your belief? Do you actually, are you going to hold your line in that particular direction around what you believe a strong piece of your culture is? You know, is it absolutely, you know, relationship, trust and honesty based? So there was a couple of really good curly ones in there that really made you stop and think.
So we would have been talking to you probably only 2 or 3 weeks ago about list management strategy at Brisbane and how the Lions were going to go that next step next year. When the North Melbourne position became open, did it prick your interest straight away and go, oh, maybe, or was it until you were contacted that it hadn't even really been on your radar?
Probably until Roosie picked up the phone. That was the point, the couple of calls that I'd had from him that really pricked my interest. I knew it was there and it was like, it'd be interesting to see what they do. I'd been mentioned earlier, but I hadn't been contacted by the club and I wasn't sitting at home, you know, waiting for the phone to ring at all. The week prior, I think I was on another station, you know, talking about CEO direction and the like. Yeah. But when Paul picked up the phone and said, no, I think there's a skill set there that, you know, is applicable to a senior coaching role, it made me delve fairly deeply at it inside to really work out, well, is this something that I really want to let go? It's because that would probably be it forever. So I reached down and had a good look at it and decided to put my hand up for it.
Yeah, so I think it's really exciting. So I want to know then, how much of a disadvantage do you think it is that you missed out on that opportunity through list management with the players that were let go, but also in regards to whether you kept Ben Brown or not, what you were going to do with draft picks, etc. You've kind of missed that little zone. Is that going to be a disadvantage or not?
I don't think so. And on the basis that I've worked with Scotty Clayton previously, Mark Finnegan's been around, you know, the club now for a long time. I've liked the way that Glenn Luff has thought and spent a lot of time with Buffy in the past. So looking from afar, I was very confident in the direction that I felt the group was taking. You know, Brady Rawlings coming back in, Johnny Blakey had been appointed. It seemed to me that the decisions the club were making were really controlled. They were really measured about what they wanted to do. And look, at the end of the day, mate, you know, Brownie and Sean, you know, have been players of our football club and they've left their DNA here. They're no longer here and my energy is now into, you know, R2, Aiden Corr, Youngie, Steve-O and the rest of the crew that, that I've got to make better.
David Noble's joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Tuesday morning, new coach of the Kangaroos. And when you got the job, or when you were interviewing for the job, David, your assessment of the club, of the list at the time, I imagine you had to do a bit of a deep dive into that pretty quickly to work out what you had or what you might get to work with. What was your overall initial assessment?
Yeah, I was really impressed, Harf, with some of the pieces that I was actually seeing in the vision that I was pulling together. It hadn't been sustainable, and it hadn't been there for long periods of time. I understood where, you know, the current game plan was and why it was there. But there are sort of other elements that, you know, I'd like in our new game plan going forward that I'm going, hey, that's really exciting. You know, the capacity for the Simpkins and LDUs and Jed Andersons and, you know, Curtis Taylor had a really good year, some games under his belt. You know, so that there was a whole bunch of that new group that's coming through that's, I guess, ready to be moulded. I think they're in a great spot. And the attitude, I'd have to say, of particularly a lot of those guys that I've got to has just been really, really impressive.
So it's this year in season 2020, 3 wins out of the 17 games with a percentage of 70. We've talked a bit through this year about almost, not a mulligan, but it's one of those years that you can't probably read too much into, maybe have a forgive year. Have you got that stance on the whole season for all the clubs, or what's your take on the effect of COVID on the clubs and players in particular?
Yeah, it's just been a club where you've had to adapt, hasn't it? You know, a lot of clubs have shown a lot of agility to sort of move through out of comfort zones, still be able to put some great performances on the board. You know, at the end of the day, it's a season we're able to get off. We had enough games, I think, to give us a measure around what it actually looked like. I think for our club, I reckon we've had some great experiences this year. You know, we'll look back over the games. You know, we've got a small group of our coaching group together now, but we'll start to pull apart some of the learnings that we've actually seen from some of our games this year. You know, Luke McDonald had a fantastic year, you know, across half back. You know, best and fairest winner. I'm hoping that he can continue to capture that form again, mate, and take another step forward as a potential, you know, leader and that type of thing. So I think clubs will reflect and learn a bucket load, particularly in the educational space too, Harf, where small groups, you know, how do you actually get your message across in a shorter time frame with meetings and a bit more pointy. So there's some good learnings, I think, for all of us as clubs.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And a lot of clubs are taking some lessons from what they've achieved through this year on the back of that. What about the draft hand? You've got a pretty good draft hand, which might get better depending on what Glenn Luff does, who's a very considered opening batsman too, Nobes, just by the way, just letting you know. Very considered, bordering on boring. But anyway, it's a topic for another day. What do you need to come into your footy club? What sort of player?
Well, I think, look, I've always been a believer in that your top 10 picks, if you're in there, is best talent. You know, I think you look at what you've got, and then I think over the journey, mate, your trade period is where you sort of, you trade for needs, but you draft your talent. So I'm really confident in what I got presented with yesterday. The guys are on track with a couple of year strategy in place with the draft this year, potential, you know, another scoop out of the draft next year as well. So I think we're in really great hands with Scotty Finn and Luffy as to how they've set that up. And, I'll be more than happy to take his pick two of the draft.
I just love the Fitzroy connection. Yourself, yes. Scott Clayton, John Blakey, Glenn Luff Barrick for Fitzroy, Luffy, Paul Ruse. What's Paul Ruse's role going to be next year?
He was clearly spoken to Adam early on that it was a role beyond just the couple of months for the being on the selection panel. So Ruse will be around next year. He, in a variance of roles, he'll be a confidant for me, certainly be a great sounding board. He'll help our assistant coaches out. He can, you know, help Brady Rawlings. He'll be a sounding board for Benny Mafio. So I think he'll be able to use his skill set, you know, across the organisation really well. And, I've spoken to him about that, and he's certainly up for that.
Yeah, that would be really exciting for, I think, all North Melbourne fans. And one final one from me. Chris Fagan pulled a rabbit out of a hat when he got Luke Hodge out of retirement, and then even Grant Birchall has now sort of taken on that role. Have you got an idea with a young list of doing a similar thing, that someone can come in and almost be your on-field coach?
Look, I've thought about it. There's no one that probably comes to mind. There aren't many Luke Hodges around, are there? I mean, he was for the club up there. But, yeah, look, it's something to consider. I think if your group needs it, then it becomes a stronger discussion. There's no one on the radar just at this point in time, mate, that we've got. I think now that because the period sort of pushed back a little bit and everything, you know, my appointment's a bit late, that might be a discussion for sort of 12 months' time. It's certainly something that sits there, but I haven't felt an urgency or a need to necessarily jump out and go and find one just yet.
Now, there's a bloke that we know pretty well. You probably know. He used to wear 29 for North Melbourne, Brent Harvey.
Yes.
He still thinks he can play. So if you want someone, I just reckon you probably get him to play.
I reckon Johnny Blakey could nearly play too. I caught up with Blake last Friday, and he's still in ripping nick. So
you're probably right too. And any spots for my man Whitey Nobes? I heard there's some assistant coach spots still available.
There is, half. You're going to send his CV through pretty quick though. So always open from a left field option.
Well, Whitey, there you
good.
Go. The door is ajar. The door is ajar. Hey, David, good luck to you. It's nice to chat to you. We think it's an inspired selection by the Kangaroos. It's a really important time in their evolution, we reckon. And hopefully you are the right man for the job. Look forward to seeing how it goes. Go get him.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for your interest.